From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. A great mission is how Space Shuttle Discovery Commander Alan Poindexter describes it after landing in Florida this morning.
Main gear touchdown. Pilot Jim Dutton now deploying the drag chute. Nose gear touchdown. That brings an end to the STS-131 mission, the 131st Space Shuttle flight, and the 33rd to the International Space Station.
Discovery and its crew of seven arrived at the Kennedy Space Center after the weather improved. Landing tries yesterday and early this morning were waved off because of clouds and rain. Judith Smelser with member station WMFE was among those watching Discovery's return to Florida.
It was a picture-perfect landing. The blue sky in the background, there were a few puffy clouds around that NASA was watching, but in the end, things cleared out very nicely. It came down right on schedule at the runway at Kennedy Space Center. The chute deployed as normal. Everything looked absolutely perfect. A day late, but still safe and sound.
Discovery wraps up a 15-day mission to resupply the International Space Station. It's one of the final shuttle missions. The fleet is being retired later this year. As much of the world watches a volcano in Iceland disrupt air travel in Europe, a government report on global climate change says scientific evidence continues to show a warming planet. And as NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, it predicts severe effects.
The Climate Action Report is the fifth issued by government scientists, and it states that changes are already happening due to warmer temperatures. These include disappearing glaciers, shrinking sea ice in the Arctic, thawing permafrost in the far north, and more heat waves. Based on numerous scientific observations and studies, the report warns that the U.S. could see more droughts in some areas and more flooding in others. Agriculture, forests, and wildlife could also suffer. The report notes that energy use dipped and the rate of greenhouse gas emissions slowed during the economic recession. Overall, however, these emissions continued to rise and could be at least 4% higher in 10 years. The U.S. State Department issued the Climate Action Report, which is open for public comment. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
U.S. and Iraqi troops say they've taken out another higher-up of al-Qaeda in Iraq. Officials say they killed a regional leader of the terror group in a raid in a northern province earlier today. This follows a joint U.S.-Iraqi operation over the weekend that resulted in the deaths of two of the group's top leaders, Abu Omar al-Baghdadi and Abu al-Masri. Vice President Biden described their deaths as a potentially devastating blow to al-Qaeda in Iraq. Goldman Sachs is reporting a sharp jump in quarterly earnings. They topped out at $3.3 billion for the first quarter of the year. That follows record earnings of nearly $4.8 billion in the final quarter of 2009. At last check on Wall Street, stocks were trading higher this morning. The Dow was up 22, the Nasdaq up 10 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Delta Airlines says it lost $256 million in the first quarter. The airline says blizzards that hit the East Coast hurt its bottom line. Still, the losses were less than analysts had been forecasting. Delta is predicting a profit for the second quarter of the year. The U.S. Supreme Court is saying no to a federal law that bans photos, videos, and other displays of animal cruelty. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, the vote to strike down the law was 8-1.
10 years ago, Congress passed a broadly written law making it a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison to knowingly sell, create, or possess any depiction of animal cruelty. Robert Stevens, the first person convicted under the law, was sentenced to 3 years in prison for selling dogfighting videos. He did not create the videos, rather he pieced together dogfighting videos from around the world and sold them. Now the U.S. Supreme Court has thrown out his conviction, declaring the law unconstitutional. Writing for the court, Chief Justice John Roberts said the law is so broad that it would make it a crime to sell hunting videos in the District of Columbia. Justice Samuel Alito was the lone dissenter. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens is celebrating his 90th birthday today. He's only the second High Court justice to mark that milestone while on the bench. Stevens recently announced he's retiring this summer. Protesters in Thailand's capital say they're determined to topple the government and are fortifying their encampment in Bangkok's upscale shopping and hotel district. The so-called red shirt protesters have been demanding that the prime minister call for early elections. They've spent weeks occupying the area, which covers several blocks. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.